You're listening to episode 216 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with me, Josh Hant.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. And for today's guest, if you want to learn more than they're going to tell you on this show, I urge you to scroll down, check out the show notes to get a detailed bio and everything you need to know about our guest today. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Hey, welcome to this episode. You know, this one you're going to only get me. And this week, I hope you're having an awesome week, an awesome start to your week, or whenever you're listening to this. But the week that we're recording this is Thanksgiving week here in the States. This week is a powerful week for our country's history. And in modern times, this is such an amazing, this is one of my personal favorite holidays, because this is where we ultimately get to be with each other, be with our family, be with friends, be thankful, be grateful for the things we have, the things we've done, the people that we're around, and everything in our lives. It gives us a chance to reflect on the year. And for me, this is a great time of year when we get to actually think of what the next year, or what do we want in this next year? What kind of things we want to accomplish? What goals do we have? Maybe we want to do something new, travel somewhere. So during this Thanksgiving week, where we have a little bit of time off personally, I love to reflect on the year. And we all know this year has been a very crazy year. 2020 has been pretty wild. For some, it's been amazing. For some, it's been challenging. For some of us, as people have lost jobs, we've lost friends, family, and we may have experienced some suffering personally, whether it be through the COVID-19 pandemic or through the results of the lockdown, which have been really traumatic to society as a whole. So I like to use Thanksgiving every year to really think about my past, or at least the past year, think about the future, where we want to go, and be grateful for the things that we have, like we said already. So I want to ask all of you to take some time this week, to take some time, it's been a challenging year, to take that time to sit down, maybe get out a journal, write some things down that were frustrating, that were challenging, that were hard, that were not pleasant during this past year. Then on the next page, I write all of the amazing things you are grateful for this past year. There's a silver lining in life, and the silver lining is powerful. So I urge all of you to look for that. I also would say this is the best time. This is the best time to start that mental transition to look where you currently are, whether it be in business, in relationships, in your finances, in your fitness, in your health. See where you currently are so you can make some new targets on where you want to go. It's great to be specific here. Don't just say, hey, I want to make some more money, or hey, I'd like to run a little more, or maybe I want to run a marathon, or hey, I want to mend that relationship with a friend, a family member, or something like that. Get that journal out and really start to marinate in the thoughts of what you truly want. Be very specific. If it's something like fitness, and I'll give you an example, for me, I want to run the Grand Canyon from one rim to the next rim and back. It's called the rim to rim to rim. I've put some comments and questions out on social media, looking for people to do this with since it is not an organized race. I looked up the timing, the best time to do the run. I looked at the time frame we're looking for in actually completing the event. Do we need to have any, you know, precautionary things we need to do ahead of time? What type of training needs to be done? So I've already started looking into all of this stuff, and this is all happening in 2021. You know, there will be details for all of you when this happens. So I'm being specific for me on the fitness, on my fitness aspect, on my goal and target. I'm starting to really write down and journal this past week or so on the things that I truly want to see show up and be part of my lives, or my life, I should say, in 2021 and beyond. So those two things, right, getting that piece of paper out and sharing with yourself, doesn't need to be with anybody else, share your challenges and share the things that you're grateful for on the second page, and then start to really put down on paper what you truly want. And what I mean by truly want, it could mean something physical. It could be to do something. It could mean to you changing it to be something different. It could mean getting a degree. It could be learning a new skill. It could be something just powerful enough that's going to give you that drive. And then after you've figured out all of these things that you want, and I urge you to make lists of, you know, 20 and 30 things that you want to be, do, or have. And as you start to get down into later in that list, you'll start to really figure out what really you truly do want. You know, when I first started making my list just recently, it's like, oh, I want this new car, or I want this new thing. And then it started to come out that I want more meaningful relationships with my family and my friends. I want more meaningful relationships with the people that I get to interact with online through my podcast, through my programs, things like this. Deeper meaning, not just physical things that we truly want. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't want you to think there's anything wrong with that. So put all of that down on paper, put all of it down so you can actually truly see what you want. And then the next thing I would focus on the next sheet of paper in that journal, go ahead and think about your why. Why do you want all of these things? Why? That's such a powerful question. You know, I've done seminars and workshops and experiential trainings, and in one of them, one of the first questions that we asked is, why are you here? Why are you at this event? Why? So I urge you to look at that list of wants, that list of desires, and then ask yourself why. Doing this before the upcoming year, before we transition into 2021, is always a good thing to do. It's good to set those big, lofty goals. As Tony Robbins says, the BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal. Actually, I love that line. Set some stuff up that's so big. Make it real. And then ultimately you get to bring it back, reel it back in, and see what your first steps need to be. Start focusing on, if it's a year goal you set, start focusing on the monthly targets you need to hit to reach that goal. And then go back into the weeks or the months and then the days. And you can fine tune this as much as you want. It can become fun. If it's something you're truly after, the time that you put into it will be easy and fun. It may be a long time. It may take some time. It may not be a sitting down for 20, 30, 40 minutes. It may mean hours and hours and hours over the course of the next couple of weeks or few weeks or month to get it all dialed in. And I'll tell you what, to take 40 hours of your year to figure out the next full year, worth its weight in gold. Definitely consider doing that. So as we roll through this week and get into this week of Thanksgiving, gratitude, as you've heard on our show before with Dr. Joe Dispenza, with others like him, that gratitude is the highest frequency in our lives. Gratitude is such a powerful frequency. And when you're setting those goals, those targets, those wants, desires, see them, feel them, and hear them happening now, not in the future. I want you to actually feel what it feels like, hear what it sounds like, see what it looks like, all those goals being accomplished. Really, it's such a powerful thing to do. Put yourself in the situation of having those goals, targets, wants, needs, and desires already being accomplished. Gratitude is very, very powerful. And the last thing that I'd like to leave you with, maybe some things you might want to try or do. I hate the word try, right? Our friend Yoda said there is no try. It's only do or do not. And I truly believe that doing is very powerful. You got to be that person first. Then you got to do the do, right? Do the do, not Mountain Dew, not that soda, that garbage, but actually the doing of the work. And then the have shows up. It doesn't go in a different order. It's be, do, have. So as you start to do these things, the last thing I want to share with you is get a simple notebook, like one of those small spiral top flip 99 cent, 50 cent notebooks that I remember having when I was in high school, right? Or maybe even before high school, like those Mead books that are, you know, 3 by 5 inches. And at night, before you go to bed, before the lights go out, write a few things you're grateful for every single day. And to start to take that into action and start to manifest the gratitude in life that you already have and want is very, very powerful. So I'm going to leave you with that. I know this is a short episode, but I wanted it to be nice and sweet and powerful so you can come into this Thanksgiving time, this time in our lives where we need to be thankful and grateful. And I want you to have the best year of your lives coming up. And I want that for you every year, not just this year in 2021, but I want every year to become your best year. And think about it, it's the only one you've got. All right, I'm Dr. Josh Hant one more time. This is Lifestyle Locker Radio. I appreciate you. And I want to let you know this show is also sponsored by the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. So if you have not yet checked that out, just check it out in the show notes. It's an amazing, fun, simple, powerful program that can transform your life, your friends' lives, your family's lives. And it is super, super simple. So check it out in the show notes, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.